哈利路亚啊！奉主的圣名，继续我们下午的学习。
Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus Christ, we begin afternoon study.
啊，感谢主耶稣恩典带领我们啊第一天的灵恩会啊。
Thank God for His grace, we completed first day of spiritual convocation.
哦，虽然今天啊天气非常的不好啊。
So even though the weather is not good.
啊，从一大早啊，哇，就是倾盆大雨啊。
So ever since the early morning, there's been rain.
啊，但是感谢主哈啊，我们很多人啊能够啊突破环境的困难啊，一样来到了教会啊。
Oh, thank God that so many of us are overcome this difficulty and still attend.
啊，愿主耶稣能够纪念啊大家为了学习道理亲近神所付出的努力。
And may the Lord Jesus remember all those who strive to listen to His words.
啊，我们今天早上用会幕的人生啊作为了彼此的学习啊。
So this morning we use this topic, the life of in the tabernacle.
啊，会幕是以色列人啊在旧约当中啊在他们在旷野里面的信仰的中心呢、啊。
So the tabernacle is the center point of their faith of the Israelites.
啊，是神特别吩咐摩西啊说一定啊要他们做一个会幕哦。
And so it was instructed by God to let Moses to build a tabernacle.
啊，不管以色列人是在旷野当中前进。
Whether they proceeded go forward in the wilderness,
或者是他们停下来驻扎
or whether they stayed and lived,
啊，他们所有的生活都要以会幕为他们的中心呢、啊。
So their whole life revolves around the tabernacle.
哦，而且啊，这个会幕是神跟人相会的地方哦。
And so their tabernacle is where God meets people.
啊，神说我要在会幕啊，啊在会幕我要来在这边、啊、来跟你说话、哦。
And so God says through the tabernacle where I will talk with you.
哦，所以会幕有非常特殊的属灵的。啊，教训跟属灵的意义啊。
So the tabernacle has a very spiritual meaning.
那我们今天一个基督徒啊。
So a Christian today.
那我们也应该啊，让我们的人生成为如同会幕一般的人生啊。
And so we should live a life in the tabernacle.
哦，所以我们可以从会幕的里面的器具摆设来看到神对我们的期望。
We can see all the little details in the tabernacle, what God expects of us.
哦，要怎么样把我们的人生摆设成神所喜悦的方式啊、哦、
？So how we can live our life pleasing to God?、
哦、我们今天早上讲到第一件事啊、哦。
So this morning we talked about the first thing.
我们请翻到出埃及记的第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
出埃及记四十章二十节
，Exodus 40:20，
二十节，把法板放在柜内，把杠穿在柜的两旁，把施恩座安在柜上。二十一节
，21，
把柜抬进帐幕，挂上遮掩柜的幔子，把法柜遮掩了哈。所以，我们今天早上谈到的第一样啊
，So the first thing we talked about this morning，
也是整个会幕的中心呢、啊。
It is the center point of their tabernacle.
哦，就是约柜啊。
It is the ark.
啊，在这里说约柜啊，是神跟人相会的地方。
So ark is where God meets with man.
并且在上有施恩座。
And so above it there is the throne of mercy seat.
里面有法版呢、啊。
So there are the commandment inside.
哦，所以啊，作为一个基督徒，一个真正的基督徒。
So to be a true Christian.
我们的生活，我们的生活，信仰的最中心就是约柜。
So the most important thing in our life is the tabernacle.
我们为什么要来教会？
The ark. Actually, why do we come to church?
我们为什么要信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Jesus?
我们为什么要守道理？
Why do we keep the commands?
不是因为啊某某人叫你来啊。
It is not because someone tells you to.
不是因为啊这里你朋友比较多啊。
It is not because you have many friends here.
而是因为啊你要而是因为你在你的信仰中间有神啊。
It is because inside you there is God.
所以我们的信仰不建立在任何人的身上。
So our faith is not built on anyone.
更不是建立在这个雄伟的会堂、漂亮的场所的之上啊。
Or it's not being built, established on the building.
曾经啊，有一个人啊。
So once there's a person.
啊，有一个人啊，那个来叫来听啊听道理哦。
So he came to listen to the word.
他说啊，你们大会道理不错啊。
And he said that your words, your teachings are good.
啊，但是啊，也都符合圣经啊。
And it is all according to the Bible.
啊，但是啊，我不能来你们教会信主啊。
But I cannot come to your church to believe.
啊，就有人问他说、啊，为什么呢？道理都符合圣经，为什么你不能来信主呢
？So someone asked him, "How come you don't? Because all the Bibles are good."
啊，他说啊，你们的教会人太少啦。
Your church has too few people.
哇，那让人家知道我去这么少人的教会，我会不好意思啊。
I will be very embarrassed if other people know I come to such a church with few people.
而这种信仰是非常可怜的。
So that's a pitiful faith.
因为他不知道自己在追求什么。
Because they don't know what they are pursuing after.
他根本不知道信仰的目的在哪里。
They don't know where their goal of their faith is.
所以在这里啊，从一开始啊，约柜的最中心。这个会幕的最中心就是约柜啊。
So here the tabernacle, the center of it was the ark.
信仰的最中心就在于认识神啊。
And so the center of our faith is to know God.
我们今天早上也说到啊。
So this morning we mentioned.
在约柜当中只有一样东西啊。
So within the ark, there's one thing.
就是法版啊。
It is the tablet.
就是写下十诫诫命的法版啊。
It is the tablet that writes the Ten Commandments.
哦，这是告诉我们说啊，到最后人的信仰中心要见到神，必须要守律法。
So that means the center of our faith in the end, we have to observe the law.
我们有时候常常强调啊，爱哦，基督教讲爱啊。
So sometimes Christians they emphasize on love.
我们有时候常常强调神迹呀。
And we emphasize on miracles.
啊，这个爱呀，这个神迹啊，对信仰是非常重要的。
So love and the miracles are important to our faith.
啊，但是啊，在这里啊，这个圣经特别强调哦。
But the Bible especially emphasizes.
他说有三样东西啊。
There are three things.
一个是十诫的石板哦。
So one is the tablet of Ten Commandments.
一个是玛拿的金冠啊。
It is the jar to hold the manna.
一个是亚伦发芽的杖啊。
And one is the rod of the budded rod of Aaron.
哦，这三样东西啊，都在里面啊。
So three of those things are inside.
哦，这个亚那个金冠装玛拿是神所赐的恩啊。
So this jar holding the manna is the grace that God bestows.
亚伦发芽的杖是神的权柄能力跟神迹啊。
And so Aaron's rod represents authority of God.
但是最后能够放在约柜里的只有一样。
But the one thing that remained in the ark was one.
就是神亲手所写的十诫的法版啊。
It is the tablet that God personally wrote Ten Commandments.
所以一个人的信仰不能建立在只讲爱上面啊。
So one person's faith cannot only be established on love.
因为爱如果失去了律法，就成了一种放纵啊。
But if the love loses the law, then it becomes a sin.
一个人的信仰不能只有建立在神迹奇事上面啊。
So one person, they cannot build their faith on miracles.
啊，如果只有神迹奇事，却没有律法，就成了没有根的种，没有根的植物啦。
So if person faith only built on miracles, but without the law, then they have no foundation.
哇，今天看神迹，哇，非常爱主。
So they see the miracle, they love God.
明天没神迹啊，对不起啊，换个教会啊。
And so tomorrow there's no miracles, they will go to another church.
这种信仰是虚浮的，是没有根的。
So those are superficial belief and without roots.
哦，所以啊，一个人的信仰要能够成长。
So in order for a person's faith to grow,
要能够建立。
In order to be established,
他的最中心就是守律法、守诫命啊。
So that they have to observe the laws and commands.
而律法诫命在哪里
？So where are the laws and commands?
就是圣经当中神对我们的要求跟期望啊。
It is God's laws and written down in the Bible.
哦，所以一个人如果不懂道理
，So if a person does not know the truth,
很难活出一个神所喜悦的人生来啊。
It's very hard for them to live a life pleasing to God.
因为你没有办法分辨对错啊。
Because you don't know what is right.Or wrong.
哦，所以一个人必须要学习道理。
So a person need to learn the truth.
哦，所以感谢主啊，我们大家都愿意来这里一起来学习。
So thank the Lord that we are all willing to come here to study.
哦，放下我们的繁忙的生活。
And to let go of our busy lives.
来追求道理上的长进跟认识。
And to pursue after to a better knowledge of our faith.
因为我们都把这个法版放在我们的内心的最深处了。
Because we all put the tablets deep within our hearts.
啊，接下来他说啊。有陈设饼啊。
And so then the other one is their showbread.
我们看一下第二十二节哦。
Verse 22.
出埃及记的第四十章的第二十二节。
Exodus chapter 40 verse 22.
他说把桌子安在会幕内帐篷北边幔子内二十三节。
23.
在桌子上将饼陈设在神的面前照神所吩咐他的哦。啊，会幕里的第二项就是陈设饼啊。
And so the second thing inside the ark is the showbread.
那这个饼啊。这个饼啊是要换的哦。
And so this bread has to change.
啊，这个饼啊，是祭司可以吃，可以享受的啊。
And so this bread can be enjoyed by the priest.
都说了呀，信仰是一种真实可以体验的啊。
And so faith is something that we can experience.
是可以吃到的。
That we can taste it.
啊，而不是只是一种想法、一种观念、一种理论、一种学说。
It is not only a understanding or some kind of a theory.
哦，我们今天信耶稣啊，不要信到变成只有一个理论而已啊。
And so we shouldn't only believe until it becomes a theory.
哦，主耶稣应许我们啊。
So God promises.
他说啊，信的人啊，必有神迹奇事随着啊。
And so whoever believes, miracles and signs will follow.
我们今天都信主啦。
So we all believe in the Lord today.
我们都是主耶稣基督的门徒。
We are all disciples of the Lord Jesus.
我们都应该要有神迹奇事随着啊。
So we all should have miracles and signs that follow.
啊，这样子我们就必须要问自己一个问题呀。
So in this way, we have to ask ourselves a question.
请问你的神迹在哪里？
So where is your miracle?
请问你的启示在哪里？
So where is your revelation?
你的生命当中看到了什么神的作为？
So what kind of work of God can you see in your life?
这是我们每个人都必须要去思考的一个问题啊。
So this is something each one of us have to think of.
有些信徒啊，为什么信仰啊，非常非常的冷淡啊？
So why are some believers' faith so cold?
信了很多年。
They believe for many years.
越信越软弱。
And so the longer they believe, the more weak they become.
啊，但是有的信徒就不一样啊。
But it's different for other believers.
越信越热，越信越虔诚。
So the more they believe, the more godly they become.
信仰越信越活泼。
So the more they believe, the more lively their faith is.
为什么会有这么大的不同呢？
Why are there so great of a difference?
到同一个教会。
Going to the same church,
读同一本圣经,
reading the same Bible,
有同一个方, 用同一个圣灵祷告,
using the same holy, praying on the same Holy Spirit,
哦, 听同样的道理,
listening to the same words,
为什么一样在信神, 信到最后结局, 结果会非常的不同?
Why is everything the same, but the result is different?
常常是因为我们对神的作为有没有感受啊?
It is a lot of times it have to do see if we have experienced God's work.
一个人如果对神的作为非常的敏感,
If we know God's work very clearly,
生活当中啊，常常感觉到主很爱我啊。
We experience that God loves us in our life.
在大大小小的事上帮助我、安慰我、鼓励我、引导我。
With the great or small, we can see how God comforts and guides us.
你说这种人的信仰怎么可能不活泼？
How is this kind of person's faith not lively?
常常看神迹怎么会不活泼？
If they always see miracles, how their faith not lively?
常常有见证，那怎么会不活泼？
And there's always testimony, how they will be lively.
哦，所以我们今天要常常去数算我们生命当中的恩典啊。
That's why we need to always recount the blessings in our lives.
有没有恩典？
Are there blessings?
啊，主耶稣说，信的人有恩典啊。
And so Jesus says, those believe will have be blessed.
那你说你有没有恩典？
So you say, do you have blessings?
你说如果，哎，我没有恩典啊，我没有恩典啊。
If you say you have no blessings.
啊，只有两个可能啊。
There's only two possibilities.
哦，主耶稣说你会有恩典哦。
Jesus said that you will be blessed.
你说我就是没有恩典。
But you say I am not blessed.
啊，只有两个可能啊。
There's two possibilities.
第一个可能就是主耶稣骗人啊。
So the first thing, Jesus is lying.
啊，主耶稣说有，你说没有嘛，对不对？
Jesus says yes, and you say no.
啊，第一个可能就是主耶稣骗你啦。
So the first one is Jesus might lie to you.
啊，但是主耶稣绝对不会骗人啊。
But certainly Jesus will not lie.
主耶稣答应的一定会给你啊。
What Jesus I've promised will give.
哦，那就只有第二个可能啊。
And it's only the second possibility.
就是你太没良心呐。
That you have no heart.
你没有感觉主耶稣很爱你啊。
You don't feel that Jesus loves you.
你没有感觉主耶稣有给你恩典啊。
You don't feel that Jesus has blessed you.
主耶稣给你恩典，你都觉得说好像是他欠你的啊。
It seems that Jesus gives you blessing. It seems like he owns me.
所以得恩典从来不感谢。
And so receiving blessing without thanks ever.
一点小事就充满了人生的抱怨。
So little things will be have much complaints.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，越信这个人啊，越让人讨厌啊。
And so sometimes this will cause a person to be disliked.
哦，抱怨很多。
So there's too much complaints.
不满很多。
There's too much things they don't like.
好像神欠你很多的样子啊。
It seems like God has owned you so much.
哦，所以为什么一个人今天信耶稣信到不快乐？
So why is a person who believes in Jesus not filled with joy?
因为我们对神的恩典太不敏感了。
Because we are not sensitive to God's blessings.
我们太不懂得珍惜神所赐给我们的。
We don't cherish what God has given us.
你总是觉得不够，不够，不够。
You always feel that it's not enough.
你总是比较说别人有更好。
You always compare other people have better.
所以你的信仰里面就是充满了抱怨。
So your life is always filled with complaints.
所以你越来越信恩典就越少。
So the more you believe, the less blessings you have.
老师，我们今天要学习不要再抱怨了。
So we must learn not to complain.
要有这个属灵生命，要有感受，要有体验，要去思想。
So our spiritual life have to have this experience and this meditation.
主耶稣真的对我们蛮好。
Jesus treats us very good.
或许啊，我们不见得有什么大神迹可以拿来做见证的。
Maybe we don't have great testimonies to testify.
但是生命当中、生活里面啊，一定有许许多多的小事，会让你觉得说主耶稣对我们很贴心，真的照顾我们照顾得很好啊。
There must be little things that we feel that Jesus cares for us.
所以啊，今天啊，这个饼啊，要拿出来给大家看啊。
And so you have to show the bread for everyone to see.
因为信仰是要有体验、有感觉的。有体验，有真实的感受的、啊。
And so faith, there has to be experience.
而且要让人看见啊。
And for others to see.
橙色就是呈出来给大家看见的嘛。
And so to show is to let everyone see.
所以啊，别人在你生命上看见什么？
So what do people see in your life?
他有看见要献给神的这个橙色饼吗？
Do you show the showbread?
别人在你生命当中看到这个好像这个献给神的礼物吗？
Do other people see that the present that you give to God?
你是陈设饼吗？
Are you a showbread?
还是你是那个坏掉的还是你是所以啊，你到底是什么？
So what exactly are you?
在别人眼里你到底是什么？
So in other people's eyes, what are you?
这个橙色饼啊，哇，献给神真好啊。
And so it is good to show the showbread to God.
还是你是那个醋饼啊，哇，好酸啊。
Or the bitter bread.
苦的、酸的、辣的，哇，这个在你旁边真难过啊。
And all those very heavy flavored bread.
你到底是什么饼啊？
So what kind of bread are you?
会决定啊，你能不能把你的生命给神看见，为神所用啊。
And so do you reveal your life for the use of God?
那接下来呢，他讲到第三样东西啊。
And so the third thing was mentioned.
我们看一下第二十四节。
Verse 24.
出埃及记的第四十章第二十四节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这里说又把灯台安在会幕内，在帐幕南边与桌子相对。二十五节。
25.
在神面前点。灯是造神所吩咐他的。好，那这里在会幕里面讲到第三样东西啊。
So here inside the tabernacle, the third thing was mentioned.
叫做灯台啊，金灯台啊。
So it is this the lamp.
那在这里特别强调啊，这个灯台跟桌子是相对的啊。
And so here especially emphasized that the table on the lamp on the table and the showbread is on the opposite side.
我们可以去做一个想象啊。
So we could try to visualize.
最重要的是这个约柜，有法版的约柜。
And so the most important thing is the ark with the Ten Commandments inside.
好像一个人啊，最重要的信仰就是你最里面内心最深处的，就是对神道理的遵守。
And so for a person, that means that it's this your most innermost part that you observe God's law.
然后在外面一点呢，有两样啊，有两样啊。
And so on the outside, there are two things.
一个叫做陈设饼的桌子。
And so one is the showbread.
就是你在信仰上对神的感动跟体验。
And it is your experience and your faith.
另外一个叫做金灯台。
And the other one is the golden lamp.
就是在会幕当中提供光源照亮的地方。
And it is the place where it shines in the tabernacle.
就是我们的行为。
It is our behavior.
所以啊，一个基督徒啊，要有两样啊。
So a Christian has to have two things.
对内，里面自己里面啊，要对神有感动，有体验啊。
So within, we have to have emotion towards God.
对外你要有光明啊，让人家看见你的不同啊。
And so from outside, you have to have this light that other people see you as different.
所以啊，圣经里面保罗说，我们要如同明光照
耀一样啊。
And so just like Paul said that we have to shine bright.
他说我们必须要做光明的儿女。
So we have to be the children of light.
哦，使众人能够看见我们的光。
So that people will see our light.
不只能够让我们看见自己前面的路啊。
And not only that we can see the path in front of us.
啊，是不是你要有光你才看得到路啊
？Of course you need light to see your road.
啊，不止你能够自己看到路啊。
Not only you see yourself.
啊，你还能够引导你周遭的人也一起看到这个路啊。
That you affect your surrounding to see this path.
啊，这个年头啊，在美国啊，大家什么叫做没有光哈？大家可能没有什么概念啊。
And so in this day and age, we don't know what does it mean to not have light.
啊，因为不管早上晚上啊，你那个离那个路。就算你到马路上还很亮啊，到处都很亮啊。
So whether it's in the morning or night, there's light all over.
哦，我们在非洲的时候哦。
When we're in Africa.
说没有光是真的一点光都没有啊。
And so when we say there's no light, there's absolutely no light.
我们那时候晚上，如果晚上大概六点之后要出门啊，要出去聚会啊。
So about 6 o'clock at night when we go out for service.
一定要带手电筒。
We must bring a flashlight.
要不然你根本不知道自己要去哪里啊。
Otherwise, you don't know where you're going.
啊，有时候啊，黑漆漆呀。
So dark sometimes.
哇，那个天色黑漆漆。
And so the sky is dark.
啊，然后啊，那个旁边没有路灯啊，所以旁边黑漆漆呀。
And so all the sides are very dark.
啊，有时候啊，旁边的弟兄姐妹也黑漆漆呀。
And so even the brothers or sister next to you, they're all dark.
真的看不到啊。
You really cannot see anything.
所以我们怎么样找到我们要去哪里？
So where, how can we find where we're going?
我们只能跟着最前面的那只手电筒走。
We only follow the flashlight ahead of us.
你真的不知道你下一步要踩到哪里啊？掉到洞里你都不知道啊。
You don't know where your next step is, even if you're going to fall into a hole.
你就只是跟着那个灯啊，这个灯啊，就跟着那个灯走啊。
And so all you do is follow this light.
哦，所以啊，如果今天那个灯很亮。
So if that light is very bright today,
哇，那大家走的就很轻松。
It is very easy for people to travel.
啊，如果今天那个手电筒快不行了。
But if the flashlight is about to be diminished.
哇，电池也没电了。
And so the battery is almost gone.
哇，那个走起来就非常辛苦啊。
It's very hard traveling.
哦，所以呀，我们如果，所以神期望我们如同明光照耀一般啊。
So God wishes us to be shine the light.
啊，但是我们有亮吗？
But are we shining the light?
请问你亮吗？
Let me ask you, are you shining the light?
你这个光让旁边人看得到吗？
Does your light allow other people to see?
还是你已经快要不行了？
Or are you about to go out?
哇，让人家看不出来你到底是这个电到还有没有电啊？这个灯泡是不是坏掉了、啊、
？Or maybe the light bulb is about to break.、
哦、所以在这里啊，这个会幕里面啊，这个金灯台啊，圣经里面说它要发出光来啊。
So this golden lampstand has to shine its light.、
哦、所以我们必须要发出光来啊。
So we must.Shine the light.
明光照耀，让周遭的人都看见你的光。
So that all the people around us can see the light.
在出埃及记的27章里面说哦。
So in Exodus chapter 27, it says.
他说啊，这个光啊，从早到晚都要常常点着啊。
And so this light has to be light, whether it's day or night.
所以啊，我们也是啊，不管什么时候，常常要保持我们这个光明的生活啊。
And so for us, we have to always preserve this life of light.
而有时候啊，你这白天开灯干什么哈、啊、
？And so sometimes in the daytime, why do you open a light?
真的啊，在这你也想说大白天的哈、啊，大白天啊。
And so it's in this bright sunny day.
太阳光很亮啊。
And so the sun is very bright.
为什么要点灯台呢
？Why do you open a lamp?
啊，点灯台浪费油啊，不要点啊。
And so if you open a lamp, you're wasting oil. Don't waste.
不可以啊，点着。
But God says, do it.
啊，为什么？这代表什么呢？
What does that mean?
代表说我们即使在一切顺利当中，不要让信仰掉以轻心啊。
So we should, whether in success, we should not lose focus of our faith.
我们常讲生于忧患，死于安乐，就是你当你啊很紧张、很害怕、很危险的时候，你反而会很小心啊，可以活下来啊。
And so sometimes in our most dangerous moments of life, we are able to continue to live on.
啊，死于安乐就是啊，你觉得一切顺利，一切都很正常，一切没有问题。有时候反而是这个时候，你一掉以轻心啊，就出事了啊。
But sometimes in our most smooth times in life, we let loose, and this is when we lose, we might come into danger.
哦，信仰有时候也是这样子啊。
And faith is like this as well.
啊，当我们如果出了事啊
，So when something happens，
有时候你看啊，一个信徒什么时候祷告最努力
？When you can see when a believer prays the hardest.
提早半个小时来教会祷告。
They come half an hour before service to pray.
中午进食祷告。
And they fast and pray during the lunch.
回家再拼命祷告。
And they pray when they get home.
啊，通常都是有需要啊，有状况啊。
And sometimes, usually something happened.
啊，是不是这个样子啊？
Is that so?
你看那个啊，祷告特别用功，特别努力的，通常都是有状况的。
And usually those pray the hardest, something happened.
啊，这个其实是很正常啊，你跟我都是一样的啊。
So it is the same between you and I. It's very normal.
什么时候祷告最拼命？
When do we pray the hardest?
小孩子发高烧不退啊，啊，拼命祷告啊。
When our child has high fever and it does not go away.
啊，半夜两点了，你要怎么办？叫送去哪个医院啊？没办法，祷告啊，祷告比较快。
And so in the middle of the night, it's better just to pray.
哦，所以啊，什么时候祷告最努力啊？有事情发生的时候啊。
So we pray hardest when something happens.
啊，但是啊，当一切看起来非常顺利啊。
But when everything is very smooth.
啊，当一切看起来啊，好像啊，没有什么问题啊，一切都很好。
And nothing happens, everything's good.
这里说你把灯继续点着啊。
Here it says that you continue light the lamp.
不要就是这样子就忽略了信仰啊。
So do not neglect your faith.
啊，但是这里也讲说，晚上到白天你还是要继续点啊。
And so here is whether it's day or night, you have to continuously light the lamp.
哦，这也是告诉我们啊。
So this tells us.
晚上到白天是什么时候？
So what is night to day?
晚上到白天啊，通常就是你自己一个人嘛。
So of course, day to night, that means it's only you.
晚上到白天就是比较没有人注意你的时候嘛。
So from the night to the morning, that no one notices you.
晚上到白天啊，就是啊，你可能啊，啊，这是什么？自己比较私人的时候嘛。
So when night to day, it is your most private times.
他说这时候你灯还是要继续点着啊。
At this moment, you still have to light your lamp.
虽然你旁边没有人啊。
Even nobody is around you.
没有人看你啊。
No one looks at you.
你不要忘了，在上还有一个监察人的主啊。
Don't forget, there is someone who is observing you from above.
哦，所以啊，不要在教会里面啊，哇，就温柔的像小绵羊一样啊。
So don't think that you're in church and you're like a little gentle sheep.
哇，一离开教会，那个羊皮一扒，哇，就变成大野狼啊。
And then you become a wolf once you leave church.
啊，在教会啊，哇，这讲话都很客气，很温柔啊。
So in church you talk very very good.
啊，结果啊，一到上班的地方啊，哇，什么话你都敢讲啊，什么事你都敢做啊。
And so when you're in work, you dare to say anything.
这不是真。基督徒啊、
That is not a true Christian.
更不算是一个会幕的人生啊。
Or even living a life in the tabernacle.
什么是会幕的人生？
What is a life inside the tabernacle?
即使从晚上到早上没有人看你，你一样点着这个属灵的灯啊。
Even from one night to daytime, no one sees you, still light the lamp.
那有时候我们都觉得没有人在看啊。
Many times we feel no one's looking.
其实你永远都不知道啊。
But you never know.
那有时候、啊、别人在观察你，你只是不知道而已啊。
Sometimes people are observing you, but you just don't know.
有时候你在公司，你在上班的时候哦。
Sometimes when you're working.
你在上班啊，你就觉得反正这里又没有基督徒。
And there's no Christians in your workplace.
你就爱怎么做就怎么做。
And then you do whatever you wish.
啊，却不知道说啊，你有别人有时候都在看你啊。
But not knowing that there's people looking at you.
哦，有一次啊，在有一间教会哦。
So once there in this church.
啊，有一个慕道者进来了啊。
There's a truth seeker that came to church.
啊，这个慕道者啊，来教会啊，来聚会来听到，觉得啊，这个教会道理讲得很好，都符合圣经啊。
And so the truth seeker was very felt it was very good because all the words spoken was very good.
哇，觉得这个道理啊，很感动他啊。
And so the words moved him.
哦，这是个好教会，这是我想继续来的地方啊。
And this is a good church. It's a place I want to come.
啊，结果啊，后来聚会结束以后啊。
But after the service.
啊，要出去的时候啊。
As he was about to leave.
啊，突然看到一个人啊，看到一个弟兄啊。
And then he saw a brother.
啊，就是你。
Oh, it is you.
就是你上次做生意骗了我的钱。
It is you. Last time when you did the business, you cheated me.
我找你找很久啦。
I looked a long time for you.
哇，结果啊，就这样子啊，大家都吓一跳，怎么会是这样子呢？
And so everyone was startled, and how was this?
这就是什么？这就是在外面黑暗当中没有点灯啊。
And this is he did not shine the light when he was outside.
你以为没有人会发现啊？
You think that no one would discover.
在教会里面很虔诚啊，哇，拜神啊，祷告啊，很虔诚啊。
And they're very reverent and they worship and pray.
哇，你到外面啊，你做什么？你以为没有人知道啊？
But when you're outside, you think nobody knows what you do.
啊，谁知道啊？那个来的慕道者啊，就是你，就认识你啊。
And so unknowingly, the true seeker just happens to know you.
啊，所以有时候我开车来教会的，有时候开车去教会哈。
So sometimes when I drive drive to church.
啊，有时候会遇到那种开车乱七八糟的人啊。
Sometimes I meet those crazy drivers.
哇，这样一下这样突然接近来，很危险啊。
And they swerve all over the place.
啊，有时候啊，我都有那个冲动，要给他再给他切回去哦。
And so sometimes I have this urge to cut them back.
哦，或者是啊，至少给他按个喇叭嘛。
Or at least to honk at them.
啊，我说我太太就跟我讲啊。
And then my wife would tell me.
哎，你不知道啊，你不知道哦。
And she says, you don't know.
啊，说不定都走这个方向，说不定等下他弯进去也是要去教会的啊。
Maybe they will go to church and do just like you.
要是你啊，突然给他抄回去啊。
If you cut them back.
啊，结果后来到教会门口，大家都停下来啊。
And so everybody was stop at the front door of the church.
而且我开车下来，哎呀，慕道者跟传道啊。
And then they would discover this is the pastor.
哇，真是多那有多不好意思啊。
And so how shameful would that be?
啊，所以啊，真的啊，有时候我们在生活当中必须要如明光照耀哦。
And so sometimes in our life we really need to shine the light no matter what.
但是不是只有在人看见的时候哦。
But not because people can see.
有时候反而是你没有人看见的时候，那更重要啊。
And it's even more important if no one can see you.
就算最后真的都没有人看见啊。
Even to the point there's absolutely nobody to look at you.
神看见啊。
God looks at you.
哦，所以我们教会有很多很好的弟兄姐妹啊。
So our church has many good brothers and sisters.
他们在教会的服事啊，都不是要被人家看见的啊。
So their service in church is not to be seen by others.
有时候啊，就默默一个人啊，在教会里整理，在教会里打扫啊。
So they sometimes very silently they will clean the church.
没有人看见。
No one sees.
更没有人给他们掌声。
No one gives them applause.
啊，但是没有关系啊，日复一日，年复一年，他们继续的做啊。
And they continue on day and month and year.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们追求的不是人的称赞啊。
Because they don't pursue after the praise of men.
他们所追求的乃是神的奖赏啊。
But they seek after the reward from God.
哦，所以信仰没有被人看见没关系啊。
It's okay if our faith is not seen by others.
我们的神看见就好了。
As long as our God sees it, it's okay.
所以从晚上到早上，你的灯不可熄灭啊。
So all the way from night evening to the daytime, you cannot put your lamp out.
那我们看回来出埃及记的第40章哦。
Look at Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记的第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
出埃及记的第四十章第二十六节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 26.
二十六节。
26.
把金坛安在会幕内的幔子前。二十七节。
27.
在坛上烧了馨香料做的香。是照神所吩咐他的二十八节
28.
又挂上帐幕的门帘呐、啊。那这里讲到第四样东西啊。
So here mentions the fourth item.
啊，这个叫做金坛或是金香坛呐、啊。
So it is the golden fragrant incense.
然后这个金香坛是做什么的、啊、
？So what is this golden fragrant offering?
啊，金香坛啊，就是烧香的嘛，哦。
And of course, it is to burn the fragrance.
哦，所以他们那时候有一个坛啊，有一个坛啊，专门就是在那里烧香的哈、啊。
So at that time, they had an altar just to burn incense.
啊，但是这个香啊，不是普通的香啊。
So this is not ordinary incense.
啊，这是特殊的香料，只能烧给神的、啊。
So this is a special fragrance only burned to God.
所以这里特别讲到一个金香坛烧香，这要教导我们什么
？So here says this golden altar that burns incense. What does it teach us?
我们来看一下启示录的第五章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 5.
启示录的第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章的第八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8.
第八节，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷、哦、在这个启示录、啊、也讲到一个金香坛、啊、
And so in Revelation it also talks about the golden altar of burning incense、
哦、他说这个金香炉、啊、里面盛着香就是圣徒的祈祷啊
！And so this golden incense, it is the prayer of the saints.
哦，所以一个会幕的人生啊
So a life in the tabernacle.
第四项就是你灵修祷告的功夫啊。
That it is your work in praying.
哦，一个人如果信耶稣不灵修。
So if a person believes in Jesus and don't spiritually cultivate.
哦，就好像一棵植物一直生长，但是没有种、没有结、没有扎根啊。
And it is like a plant that's living but without taking root.
哦，所以啊，这个灵修功夫是决定一个基督徒到底活不活。到底会不会活下来？
And so this spiritual cultivation will determine if this Christian will live on or not.
不是他做了多少圣功啊。
It doesn't matter how much holy work they do.
不是他多会讲道啊。
It is not how much, how wonderful sermon they can give.
也不是他带了多少人来信耶稣啊。
Or even how many people they came to take to believe in Jesus.
到最后决定一个基督徒能不能活下来，而且活到最后进天国。
It determines if this person can continue living on and enter into a heavenly kingdom.
就是这个焚香祷告灵修的功夫啊。
And so it is this work of cultivating in prayer.
啊，这个功夫常常是没有人看见的啊。
And this was something nobody sees.
哦，就好像我们讲那个植物的根啊，在土底下没有人看见一样啊。
Just like a plant, when they take root, no one can see the root.
啊，真的啊，你自己在家里，你有没有读经，你有没有祷告啊？这我们不知道啊。
So if you're home, if you read the Bible or pray, we cannot.
哦，这是只有你知道。
Only you know.
因为这是你跟神之间的关系啊。
Because this is your relationship with God.
但是啊，你每一次的读经、祷告、灵修，就好像慢慢的生根发，生根这个根越扎越深一样啊。
So each time you pray or you pray or read the Bible, it is like you slowly taking root.
所以不管那个环境怎么改变啊。
It doesn't matter how much the environment changes.
不管是不是遇到这个狂风巨浪啊。
If you face the great great storm,
你都不会被打倒啊。
You will not be struck down.
我到北加州哈，有一个国家公园啊。
So when I went to a national park in Northern California,
它叫做 Kings Sequoia 哈 ，Sequoia National Park 啊，那个红块啊，块木哦。红块公园哦
，So it is the redwood forest，
就是 Sequoia
Sequoia forest
啊，那里的树木真的让人叹为观止啊
，And so those trees will really shock you，
哇，那个树是大到很离谱啊
，And so it is so big it's will shock you，
而且啊，那个树啊，基本上可以活上四五千年呐
，So all those trees they can liveThousands of years.
啊，不怕火烧啊，真的不。他说那树不怕火烧。
And so the tree is not afraid to be burned by fire.
啊，然后呢，子弹打不穿。
And so the bullets cannot hit it.
啊，也没有虫啊，也虫也咬不咬，没有虫咬啊。
And so no bugs can harm the tree.
他说那个树可以活很久很久啊。
And so the tree can live for a very long time.
啊，虽然有时候环境改变啊。
So even if the environment changes.
啊，有时候啊是有水啊，有时候没有水啊。
Sometimes there's no water.
啊，但是啊，它都能活得下来啊。
But they continue to live on.
哇，那个树大到很离谱啊。
And so the tree is very enormous.
人在底下好像一个小小的啊。
And so the a person is very tiny in comparison.
他说为什么这个树能够活这么久啊
？So why is the tree able to live for so long？
能够克服各种环境的改变啊
？And able to deal with all the harsh treatments？
因为它的根非常非常的广啊，很密很广啊。
Because their roots are they span a wide area.
哦，在整个公园里面有几棵已经倒下来的哦。
There's few that has fallen in the forest.
还是有倒下来的啦。哦、
there are ones that fallen.
你站在那里，你看到它那个树根有多宽多广，也是蛮吓人的。
You can see how great the trunk and the roots are.
哦，所以啊，今天一个基督徒如果能够活得像这个 sequoia， 活得像块木一样啊。
If a Christian can live like this sequoia tree，
哦，不断的灵修啊，把你那个底下的根啊，密密麻麻的扎得紧紧的。
And so continuously to take root that you spread your roots.
那不管是啊饥荒，是那个炎热来的，或者是啊没有水啊饥荒来的，你都没有影响的。
So whether scorching days or there's no water,
哦，你都能够支撑，而且能够活到最后啊。
You can able to withstand till the end.
哦，所以一个基督徒一定要灵修。
So a Christian has to cultivate.
因为灵修会决定你能够信仰走多远，能够活到什么时候。
Your cultivation will determine how long you can walk.
虽然没有人看见啊。
Even if no one sees.
灵修功夫是最没有人看见的。
So no one can see our cultivation.
哦，但是那个是决定你的信仰的生命啊。
But that determines of your spiritual life.
哦，所以我们讲说要祷告，常 常讲说信徒你要祷告要祷告要祷告、哦、
We always encourage the members to pray、
哦、为什么因为祷告就好像你呼吸一样啊
Because praying is like you're breathing、
哦、如果你不呼吸 啊就死翘翘啦
If you don't breathe then you will lose life、
哦、有时候我们啊生活很愉快啊
Sometimes our life is very joyful.
没有什么需要啊。
We have no need.
我们很重视健康啊。
We emphasize on health.
常常去运动啊。
We always go exercise.
哦，所以我们外在的这个人的身体状况非常的好啊。
So our outer body is health is very good.
却没有看到里面那个啊，已经饿得半死了，然后又没有办法呼吸啊，已经快要窒息啊，脸都变绿色了。
But we cannot see that the person inside of us about to die.
你里面那个人已经快要窒息了。
It is about to suffocate.
哦，为什么？因为你从来不祷告啊。
Because you never pray.
哦，你一个礼拜只有来教会的时候才祷告一次啊。
Because you only pray once in the whole week when you come to church.
你试试看，你一个礼拜就呼吸这么一次看看啊。
And why don't you try breathing once?
哇，这大概应该没有办法吧，就死翘翘啦。
Of course, impossible, you'll die.
哦，所以啊，我们既然啊，没有办法一个礼拜只呼吸一次两次啊。
Of course, we cannot just breathe once or twice a week.
我们为什么让里面那个属灵的我常常没有氧气，常常缺氧呢
？Why do we always allow our inner self to always lack oxygen？
哦，所以啊，灵恩会，我们常强调灵恩会的重要。
We always emphasize the importance of spiritual convocation.
就是希望说灵恩会啊，信徒能够回来啊，过这个灵，能够利用这个机会过灵修的生活啊。
And we wish that the members to come back and to relive the life of spiritual.
啊，但是灵恩会很重要。
So spiritual convocation is very important.
但是你平常的读经祷告的灵修生活更重要啊。
But it's more important in your daily life to pray and read the Bible.
啊，平常读经祷告叫做呼吸啊。
And so when you pray in your daily life, it is your breathing.
灵恩会啊，叫做什么？叫做急救啊。
And so in your spiritual convocation, it is to resuscitation.
哇，好像给你带氧气罩啊，哇，给你敲心脏，看你会不会活过来啊。
And so to resuscitate, to see if you can come alive again.
一年救你两次啊。
So we save you twice a year.
明年还会不会活着不知道啊。
We don't know if you live next year.
所以不要等到灵恩会的时候啊，才来这里做急救啊。
So don't wait until spiritual convocation to be resuscitated.
平常啊，该呼吸的时候拜托我呼吸一下。
So you should breathe normally when you should be breathing.
该聚会要聚会。
If you attend service, you should attend.
在家里必须要灵修祷告读经的生活。
You must cultivate to pray, read the Bible in your house.
虽然没有人看见啊。
Even if no one sees.
啊，那但是你可以邀你的家人一起来啊。
You can invite your family members to come together.
一起呼吸啊，一起做灵修的功夫啊。
To breathe together and to do cultivation.
这个叫做圣徒的祈祷啊。
So this is the prayer of the saints.
所以要有金香坛的人生啊。
And so to have this golden altar of incense.
啊，在这里特别讲啊，说要把这个帘子再挂起来啊。
And so it says to cover with the curtains.
哦，在这里说哦，28节说挂上帐幕的门帘啊。
And so you have to cover up the entrance of the tent.
所以我们灵修不是要给人家看的啊。
So our cultivation is not for others to see.
更不是要让人家给你拍拍手啊。
Or especially being praised by others.
哇，你好属灵啊。
Or that you're so spiritual.
哇，你好棒啊。
That you're so good.
那这个不是你灵修的目的啊。
So this is not your purpose of your cultivation.
哦，所以主耶稣跟我们说哦。
So Jesus said to us.
说你要祷告哦。
That if you are about to pray.
进入内室，关上门啊。
And so go into the inner room, close the door.
然后在暗中啊，跟你的神沟通啊。
And so in secret, you communicate with your God.
所以挂上那个门帘啊。
And so to put up the curtain.
就是不要故意做给别人看的。
And that means don't purposely do it so others can see.
更不要为了得到别人的称赞而掌声来灵修啊。
And don't cultivate because you want the praise of others.
我们再看回来出埃及记的第40章哦。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 40.
29节。
Verse 29.
出埃及记的第40章29节
Exodus chapter 40 verse 29
说在会幕的帐幕门前安设燔祭坛把燔祭和素祭献在其上是照神所吩咐的哈这里第五项啊第五项
Here is the fifth item
第五项说要设燔祭坛啊
That you have to have an altar of burnt offering
燔祭坛是来干嘛的哈
So what is the altar of burnt offering
这里是献祭的啊
Of course it is to sacrifice
献牛献羊献斑鸠献雏鸽啊
And so to sacrifice ox lamb and also dove
pigeon
好，所以啊，在这里啊，这个燔祭坛是让你去献祭的啊。
And so the burnt altar for burnt offerings for you to sacrifice.
每一个人都要献祭啊。
So everyone has to present a sacrifice.
在圣经里面啊，神特别吩咐啊，以色列人啊。
And so in the Bible, God especially instruct the Israelites.
他说啊，不可空手朝见神啊。
And so do not come to meet God empty-handed.
我们来看一下出埃及记的第三十四章。
As Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记的第三十四章。
Exodus chapter 34.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
出埃及记的第三十四章第二十节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 20.
啊，这里说头生的驴要用羊羔代赎，若不代赎就要打折它的颈项，凡头生的儿子都要赎出来。谁也不可空手朝见我。那这里啊，神特别吩咐以色列百姓啊。
So here God especially instructed the Israelites.
他说啊，以色列百姓一定要献祭啊。
So the Israelites must offer a sacrifice.
谁也不可以空手朝见神啊。
No one should come to God empty handed.
这是神对以色列百姓的要求。
So this is the requirement of God to the Israelites.
也是神今天对你跟我每一个人的要求啊。
It is the same requirement God has for us.
不准空手朝见神啊。
And don't come to God empty handed.
所以一定要奉献。
So we must offer.
一定要献祭啊。
We must present a sacrifice.
所以这个燔祭坛就是让人来到神面前献祭的地方啊。
So this altar of offering is for people to come to present a sacrifice.
所以一个会幕的人生一定会一定是一个奉献的人生。
And so a life in the tabernacle is a life of offering.
因为神说谁也不可空手朝见我啊。
Because God says, do not come to me empty-handed.
那可是奉献什么呢？
But what are we offering?
一定要奉献钱吗？
Do we necessarily have to offer money?
只是奉献钱吗？
Is it only to offer money?
其实不是的啊。
Of course, no.
当然有，我们必须要奉献啊。
But of course, we do need to offer.
因为圣经里面神说十一捐啊，你的收入的十分之一是他的。
And in the Bible says, your tithe, you have to give a tithe offering.
哦，所以这个是神跟你要的哦。
So this belongs to God, and God wants it.
他说你如果不给啊，你是抢夺神的物啊，你土匪啊，你去抢神啊。
And if you don't give it, you steal from God. You're a robber.
哦，所以啊，是的，这个部分啊，金钱的这个部分啊，十分之一是属神的啊。
And of course, we know this tithe belongs to God.
可是谁都不可空手朝见神，不是只有讲钱而已啊。
And of course, this does not only mean money.
还讲很多啊。
It mentions many things.
你的钱。
Your money,
你的时间
your time,
你的体力
your strength,
你要奉献给神啊。
You have to offer to God.
你一天下来24个小时，你有多少时间是给神的？
And so your whole day of 24 hours, how much belongs to God?
你一个礼拜24个，一个礼拜七天，一天24个小时，你有多少参与教会的活动？
And so in a week, how much time have you devoted to God's work?
一年365天，你到底结出了什么样的属灵果实？
And so in a whole year of 365 days, what kind of spiritual fruits have you bore?
你有没有办法带任何的东西到神的面前来？
Do you bring anything before God?
哦，所以神所要的不是只有你的钱。
And what God wants is not only your money.
神要你能够结果实。
So God wants you to bear fruit.
你的果实就是最美的奉献。
And so your fruit is your wonderful service.
哦，所以如果说你今天啊，因为信耶稣，你人生开始改变。
And so if you come to believe in Jesus and your life changes.
原本脾气不好的，现在变好了。
And so you originally had bad temper, you improve.
你就结出了美好的果实。
You bear good fruit.
哦，原本很会跟别人吵架的，现在不吵了。
And you liked to argue before, but you don't argue now.
原本很喜欢占人家便宜的，现在不占了。
Now you like to cheat others, now you don't.
原来啊，那个很容易生气的，现在啊，笑口常开了。
And so now you're easily angered, now you have a open heart.
原来很喜欢打小孩的，现在不打了。
Before you like to hit your child, now you don't.
哎，你现在不断的在改变。
So you slowly to change.
啊，让旁边的人一直看到你不一样。
So people can see you're changing.
甚至因为你啊，哇，归荣耀给神，这个信耶稣的真是好人啊。
And because of you, they praise God how good it is to be a Christian.
这个叫做最美的祭物啊。
So this is a beautiful sacrifice.
所以谁都不可空手朝见神。
And so no one come to God empty-handed.
以色列人一年要三次去见神哦。
And so the Israelites have to go to worship God three times in a year.
每一次都必须要奉献的、啊。
And so each time they need to present an offering.
我们今天也是一样啊。
And it is the same for us today.
所以我们必须要常常检讨自己啊。
So we always have to examine ourselves.
从上一次到这一次，我又奉献了什么？
From last time to this time, what have I offered?
我有没有带慕道者来教会呢？
Did I bring a true seeker to church?
我有没有有好行为、好表现呢？
Do I have good actions?
有没有人因为我的缘故归荣耀给神呢？
And is it because of me, someone gave glory to God?
我的家庭是不是因为我这个基督徒而更加的和乐、更加的顺利了呢？
Because of me, is the family more harmonious?
所以使得所有我们的邻居一看到我们家就说信耶稣真好。
So our neighbors say it is good to believe in Jesus.
我们工作的环境呢？
How about our work environment?
别人我的同事我的朋友怎么看我？
How does other workers see us?
他们是不是说哎呀这个基督徒啊最会偷懒啊？
And so they will say this Christian is the laziest.
还是说这个基督徒真勤劳真努力真是个好人？
Or this is a good Christian, very hard working person.
所以你到底结了什么样的果实？
So what kind of fruit did you bear?
谁都不可空手朝见神。
So no one come to God empty handed.
每个人都必须要奉献啊。
So each one has to present an offering.
这叫做安设燔祭坛啊。
And so this is what it means by the altar of burnt incense.
所以啊今天我们每个人都要奉献，每个人都要献祭啊。
So we all have to present an offering today.
但是要记得啊。
But we have to remember.
在献祭是有规矩的。
And so to present an offering there has to be an order.
那献祭有什么规矩啊？
So what kind of order has there to be?
我们来看一下利未记的第一章啊。
Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记的第一章
Leviticus chapter 1
第二节
Verse 2
利未记第一章第二节
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 2
他说你小谕以色列人说你们中间若有人献供物给神要从牛群羊群献供物献牲畜为供物哈。那整个利未记的第一章在讲献祭啊。
And so the whole chapter one of Leviticus talks about offering.
而这是特别讲啊，那个献祭啊，要献牛或羊啊。
So your offering has to be an sheep or an ox.
啊，或者是14节的说你要献斑鸠或是雏鸽啊。
Or in verse 4 it says you could make an offering of
pigeon or
pigeon.
所以在这里啊，他整个列出了很详细的规矩啊。
So there's a very specific order here.
所以要献祭可以。
So it's good to offering.
但是必须要照着规矩来献啊。
But you have to offer according to the rules.
神说他只要牛羊斑鸠或是雏鸽啊，这四样而已啊，没有其他的啦。
God only wants the sheep, the ox, the pigeon, or the dove.
哦，燔祭只要这四样啊。
And so this offering of burnt offering is only this.
然后照你自己的能力来献啊。
And so you offer based on your ability.
你今天不能说，哎呀，我很有钱啊。
You can't say that I'm very wealthy.
我家里是开动物园的，我喜欢献长颈鹿啊。
So I my house has a zoo, so I offer the giraffe.
啊，不行啊，神说我不要啊。
So God says no, I don't want it.
所以今天我们要献上祭物给神。
So today when we present an offering to God,
这是一份心意，在神面前的心意啊。
So this is our offer of our heart.
但是不代表我们可以随便乱献啊。
So it doesn't mean we can carelessly offer anything.
你如果随便乱献啊。你的献祭最后变成一种咒诅啊。
So if you offer carelessly, your offering will become a curse.
所以在马拉基书里面啊。
So in the book of Malachi,
马拉基书啊里面讲的犹太人以色列人很喜欢献祭啊。
So Malachi mentions the Jewish, the Israelites loved your offer.
越献祭神越生气哦。
The more they sacrifice, the angrier God gets.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们都随便乱献啊。
Because they offer very carelessly.
啊，那个断脚的啦，少耳朵的啦，没眼睛的啦，全部献给神啊。
So they offer those who are crippled, the ones that lack in the ear or anything.
啊，反正也卖不掉嘛。
Because they cannot sell it.
哇，这只羊生病了哈。
Because this lamb is sick.
啊，生病了卖不出去怎么办？
So if it's sick, you cannot sell it.
最好拿去奉献啊。
And put to use to offer it.
反正都是烧一烧嘛啊。
And it's all you're doing is burning it.
哦，所以啊，以色列人很聪明啊。
So Israelites are very cunning.
卖不掉的全部拿去奉献啊。
So anything they cannot sell, they the offerings.
哇，又拜神，又省钱啊。
And so at the same time, they worship God and they save money.
神很生气啊。
So God was angry.
神说你越奉献啊，越遭咒诅啊。
And so the more they offered, the more cursed they were by God.
把门关起来，圣殿门关起来，不让你来啦。
And so the temple doors were closed and they cannot enter.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要奉献啊，要参与这个奉献的行列啊。
And so if we participate in this work of offering,
我们要参与教会圣工的圣工的教会的圣工。
If we participate in the holy work,
哦，必须要什么？有奉献还要守规矩啊。
And we have to offer but follow the rules,
照着神的方法来做。
According to the way God instructed,
哦，照着神的规矩啊，照着神的规矩来奉献啊。
So according to God's rules, we should offer.
这种奉献才能够真正得到神的喜悦啊。
So only this kind of offering will be placed.By God.
所以我们每个人来，每个人都应该要参与圣工。
So all of us, each one of us, should participate in holy.
每一个人都必须要在神家有用啊。
So each person has to be a useful person.
因为不准空手朝见神。
And they cannot come to God empty-handed.
啊，但是千万要记住一件事情。
But must remember one thing.
说要照神所吩咐的去做哦。
But we should do according to how God instructed.
教会的圣工很需要大家的努力。
So the church in the holy work in church, everyone needs to work hard.
也很需要你们的付出。
And especially everybody's offerings.
但是方法也很重要哦。
But the method is important.
哦，不可以随便乱搞啊。
And you cannot just carelessly do it.
啊，不能说哎，我爱怎么做就怎么做啊。
And you cannot say I do whatever I wish.
哦，有一个教会就是这样。
So one church was like this.
哇，那不是我们教会啊！感谢主，那不是我们教会哦。
Thank God, it's not our church.
哇，他那个平常啊，聚会一结束啊。
So when the service ends.
这个讲台是活动的，聚会结束讲台就拆掉了。
And so once the service ends, the pulpit will be pushed aside.
然后啊，会堂就成了舞厅了。
And so the chapel become a dancing hall.
好啊，上面有那个旋转的玻璃球啊，哇！
And so there's the crystal ball rotating above.
啊，又有那个大喇叭，两边有那种大喇叭哦
，amplifier. And with a big speaker amplifiers.
哇，马上啊，那个从会堂马上啊就变成 disco 啦。
And so the chapel becomes a disco place.
那为什么他们要这样子做？
Why did they do this?
他们说啊，这样子年轻人比较喜欢呐。
And they say that because you do this, the young youth will like it.
啊，这样子年轻人才会喜欢来教会。
And this way, the youth will want to come and remain.
啊，这个是不可以的。
And this is not allowed.
这就是没有规矩啊。
So this is without observing the rules.
动机可能不错，动机是希望有多一点年轻人来教会啊，动机不错。
Of course, the motivation is good because you want more people to come.
有心要奉献一样，动机不错啊。
Just like you have the heart to offer.
但是神有规矩的啊。
But God has rules.
所以奉献必须要按照规矩。
So offering according to the rules.
才能够得到神的赐福啊。
And then you will receive God's applause.
好，所以我们今天在教会里面啊。
So when we're in church today.
我们要有心爱神。
We have to have the heart to love God.
但是凡事要规规矩矩而行啊。
But we have to do according to the rules.
我们看回来出埃及记第40章哦。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记的第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
出埃及记的第四十章的第三十节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 30.
三十节，把洗涤盆安在会幕和坛的中间，盘中盛水以便洗涤。三十一节。
31.
摩西和亚伦和并亚伦的儿子在这盆里洗手洗脚。三十二节。
32.
他们进会幕或就近坛的时候便都洗涤啊。那这里在讲到一个啊洗涤盆啊。
So here it talks about this wash basin.
他说啊要接近会幕或接近坛啊都必须要洗手洗脚哦。
So whether when they come into the tent of meeting, they have to wash their hands and feet.
那这个是会幕所谈到的最后一项器具啊。
And so this is the last detail mentioned about the tabernacle.
那就是一个什么洗手的盆子啦，洗手的地方啊。
And so it is a basin to wash your hand and foot.
他说哇，你要接近坛或接近会幕，都必须要先洗手洗脚啊。
And if you are going to approach the tabernacle or tent of meeting, you have to wash your foot and hand.
哦，就是我们要接近神，接近神的圣殿，接近圣宫，我们必须要先自己把自己洗干净啊。
And that means if we're going to draw close to God's temple, we have to wash our hands and feet.
因为圣工跟外面社会的工作不一样啊。
Because the holy work is different than outside.
圣工不是看你的能力。
Holy work does not see your ability.
不是看你这个人多有口才。
Does not see how well you speak.
更不是看你这个人有多少的学识或身份地位啊。
Or even how much status and knowledge you have.
那这个外面的社会啊，是看能力的啊。
And so the outside world looks at your talents.
但是如果你在圣工当中想要靠自己，靠你的能力啊，那你就问题大了。
But in the holy work, if you want to depend on your own ability, then there's big problems.
因为这个是圣工，是神的工啊。
Because it's the holy work, it's God's work.
他所重视的是你的心态。
And so what's emphasized is your heart.
所以当神要选召摩西的时候啊。
So when God is about to choose Moses.
啊，摩西进前来，摩西要来，神叫他来啊，啊，神选召他嘛，他来了。
And so when God called him, he came.
啊，结果啊，神就要开始吩咐摩西啦。
And so God began to instruct Moses.
神对摩西的第一个要求是什么？
What was God's first requirement of Moses?
他说脱下你脚上的鞋，因为你所站的地方是圣的、啊、
So take off your sandal because the ground you stand is holy.
神没有告诉摩西说，哎呀，你要去行神迹啊，要什么什么水变鞋啊，要什么把那个杖变成蛇啊，神都不讲这个的。
And so God did not tell Moses to perform all the miracles.
神就跟他讲说，先把你的鞋子脱掉，因为这个地方是圣地啊。
But the first thing say, take off your sandals. This is holy ground.
神同在的地方就变成圣的、啊。
And so wherever God dwells, that becomes holy.
虽然原本只是一个沙漠。
So even though it's just a desert.
啊，就是一个荆棘嘛，就是一个荆棘地啊。
It's a place with thorns.
啊，那个没有什么了不起的、啊。
It's nothing special.
但是当神在那里，那个地方就成为圣地啦。
But when God is there, it's a special place.
约书亚也有同样的经验啊。
And so Joshua had the same experience.
应该是约书亚要去攻打耶利哥城啊。
And so when Joshua was about to attack Jericho.
哇，这个城市不好打啊。
So this city was difficult to attack.
所以约书亚就在那里看啊，要怎么办啊。
And so Joshua observed to see what can be done.
那这时候啊，神出现啊。
And so God appeared this moment.
哇，结果哇，约书亚说，哎，你是谁啊？
And so Joshua says, "Who are you?"
啊，他说我是神军队的元帅啊。
He says, "I am the commander of chief of the God's army."
圣经上面讲说，约书亚俯伏下拜说，我主啊，你有什么要我做的，什么吩咐啊
？And the Bible records that Joshua.Bowed on his head and say, "Instructed, what can I do?"
啊，结果神怎么说
？And what did God say?
脱下你脚上的鞋啊
！And God says, "Take off the sandals of your foot."
你所在的地方是圣的啊
！The place you stand is holy.
有时候我们会期望神给我们一个不一样的答案啊
！And so sometimes we expect God gives a different answer.
我们期望说神会告诉约书亚
，We expect God to answer Joshua.
哪里有一个秘密通道啊？
Where's a secret place you can sneak in?
你可以偷偷的钻进去就打赢啦。
You can sneak in, then you can win.
哦，什么方法我可以教你啊
？I can teach you all different kinds of methods.
我们有时候常想啊，做圣工我们在想说啊，有什么方法，有什么技巧，有什么科技啊，都在想这些啊。
So a lot of times when we do holy work, we try to use all kinds of ways to we figure out how to do it.
哦，所以啊，当我们问说神啊，你有什么吩咐啊
？And until we ask God, what kind of instruction do you give me?
我们期望神。给我们一些 strategy 哦，一些那个技术啊，一些方法啊。
And so we all wish that God gives us certain strategies.
啊，但是啊，神说什么？把你脚上的鞋脱下来啊。
But God says, take off the sandals of your feet.
如果没有对这件事情，对这个是圣工有概念啊。
So if you have no understanding of this holy work,
不管你的能力有多强
，doesn't matter how well your ability.
啊，到最后一定是失败啊。
And in the end, it's your fail.
哦，所以啊。做圣工的第一个最重要的、哦、
So the most important thing to do holy work
就是把你的手脚洗干净啊
It is to wash your hands and foot
尊重你所被托付的工作
And so to be obedient to the work that you are to take、
哦、能够战战兢兢的小心翼翼的来负担你被交托的工作、哦、
And so to with fear you carry out your work
所以一个人如果不懂得自洁啊
So if a person have no selfcontrol
self clean clean
clean themselves
如果一个人不会自洁在圣宫里面、啊、做这重要的器皿非常困难、啊、
and so the vessel is very important
摩西必须要摩西要脱鞋
And so Moses had to take off his sandals.
约书亚必须要脱鞋。
Joshua had to take off his sandals.
以赛亚也是一样的啊。
And Isaiah is the same.
以赛亚要做工之前啊。
And so before Isaiah took on the work.
神让他看见自己的软弱啊。
And so God allowed him to see his weakness.
他说啊，糟糕啊，我是个嘴唇不洁净的人啊。
He said, "Woe to me with unclean lips."
哦，所以啊，一个人要做工啊，要想办法先解决自己的问题啊。
And so if a person wants to do holy work, they have to solve their problems.
手不干净要洗手。
If their hands are unclean, they have to wash it.
脚不干净要洗脚。
If their foot are dirty, they have to wash it.
乱讲话洗嘴巴。
And if they speak rashly, they have to clean their mouth.
要把自己先圣洁了。再参与圣工啊。
So we first have to make ourselves holy, then participate in holy work.
啊，当然没有人是完全的。
Of course, no one is perfect.
哦，但是这里啊，是要我们有这个像，有这个重视圣工、尊重圣工的心啊。
And of course, here we emphasize to have this attitude.
哦，所以啊，不要随随便便的哈。
So we cannot carelessly do it.
哦，所以要常常洗手洗脚，才能接近坛啊，跟这个会幕哦。
So we have to often clean our hands and foot to draw near to the altar and the tent of meeting.
啊，在这里特别讲说是摩西、亚伦跟亚伦的儿子啊。
And so here says Moses and Aaron his sons.
这些人是谁啊
？So who are these people?
这是教会里面的这是以色列当中的最高领导者啊。
So these are the highest leaders in the Israelites.
哦，摩西以色列人的领袖。
So Moses is the leader of the Israelites.
亚伦神所选的祭司。
And so Aaron is the priest God chosen.
亚伦的子孙后代的祭司啊。
And so Aaron's descendants the priest of future.
神特别跟他们讲啊，就是你们要特别洗手啊。
And so God specially mentioned you have to wash.
哇，所以啊，今天一个工人哦。
So today, if there's a holy worker,
不管你今天在教会你是什么身份，
doesn't matter what status you have in church,
不管你已经服侍了多久，
doesn't matter how long you served,
哦，不要忘记洗手洗脚啊。
So do not forget to wash your hands and foot.
有时候我们刚刚开始参与圣工的时候哦，
when we first took on the holy work,
哇，洗手洗脚很重视很小心啊。
And so we took a great emphasis in washing our hands and foot.
让我们领师啊，哇，提早一个小时来祷告啊，很害怕啊。
And if we want you to lead the hymn, you come 1 hour, you're afraid.
第一次上来翻译的时候啊。
And so the first time you came to translate.
还记得第一次上来翻译什么感觉吗？应该是蛮紧张的啊。
So very nervous when you translate for the first time.
我第一次上来翻译很紧张啊。
When I first translated first time, I was very nervous.
第一次讲到哦。
The first time I gave sermon.
哇，第一次讲到也很紧张啊。
And very nervous to give the first sermon.
哦，所以啊，当我们一开始参与圣工的时候哦。
So the first time we participate in holy work.
很紧张，所以就什么，洗手洗脚。
And we wash our hands and we wash our foot.
还洗好几次。
And we wash it many times.
因为紧张嘛。
Because we're so nervous.
因为觉得自己能力不足嘛。
Because we feel that our ability is not sufficient.
因为没有经验嘛。
Because we have no experience.
所以啊，都提早来教会祷告求神救我啊。
So we come to early to church to ask God to help us.
啊，但是随着时间的过去哦。
But after the passing of time.
有时候参与圣工参与很久了。
So after participating in holy work for a long time.
有时候信主信得很长啊。
After believing for the Lord for a long time.
久而久之就没有那么重视了啊。
And so with time, we don't emphasize it anymore.
成为老经验啦。
We become an old experience.
所以觉得说，哎呀，太麻烦了，洗什么手啊。
And so we feel it's inconvenient to wash our hands.
哇，现在洗，等一下还要再洗，太麻烦了。
And so we have to wash it now, later it's too troublesome.
要不然洗一天顶三天好了。
How about once, wash once for 3 days?
有时候我们就把事情啊，越看越随意啦。
And so sometimes we look at things lightly.
那但是这里啊，神特别吩咐啊。
So here God especially look.
你每一次啊，接近坛或会幕，你就要洗手洗脚。
So every time you approach the tent of meeting, you have to wash your foot and hands.
你一个小时来三次，你就洗三次啊。
If you come 3 times in 1 hour, you come three wash 3 times.
不要因为常常有机会接触圣工，而最后失去敬虔的心呐。
So don't think you always participate, then you lose this reverent heart.
所以圣工不可失去对神的敬畏。
And so when we this holy work, we cannot lose our reverent heart to God.
即使你常常到会幕门口，常常到会幕。
Even if you come to the tabernacle all the time.
即使你常常到祭坛。
Even if you come to the altar all the time.
即使你是亚伦的子孙。
Even if you're the descendant of Aaron.
老经验，老信徒。
And you're an old believer who is experienced.
每一次 就是洗手洗脚。
So each time you have to wash your hands and foot.
如果我们每个人能够维持当初第一次参与圣工的那种紧张害怕的精神啊。
So if each one of us can keep that kind of attitude that we had when we first served God.
如果我们每个人都能够保持当初一开始信主刚得圣灵那种感动跟紧紧抓住神为神要愿意为神而死的那种精神啊。
And even if each of us could keep the experience the attitude we had when we first believed in God.
那我们可以这个信仰一定可以从头维持到尾啊。
We can preserve this faith to the end.
哦所以在这里啊这个洗涤盆啊虽然是在最外面啊。
So even though the wash basin was outside,
好像就是水啊，好像没有什么了不起的、啊。
It seems like it's just water, it's nothing special.
好像只是洗手洗脚啊，没有什么重要的、啊。
It seems like you're not washing anything important, just your hands.
从一个小事看到一个人对神敬畏的心啊。
So from a small matter, we can see how a person treats God.
所以我们要常常保持那个起初对神的敬畏。
So we have to always preserve that kind of attitude we had at first.
我们就能够维持我们的信仰直到永生。
Then we can preserve our belief, faith to the end.
所以到最后啊，这里写啊。
So it writes in the end.
33节啊。
33.
他说，在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工啊。我觉得这句话结尾啊，结得很美啊。
So I feel this is a very beautiful ending.
那在这里面啊，有一直不断的重复的一句话。
So there's something that always repeats.
叫做照神所吩咐的。
And so they do according to how God instructed.
然后最后用他就完了工作结尾啊。
And so in the end, then it says finish the work.
我希望我们每一个信徒的人生也都能够像这样子啊。
So I hope each one of our believers' faith is also like this.
能够在凡事上照主所吩咐的。
So in everything we do according to how God instructs.
最后跑完我们当跑的路哦。
And then in the end, we finish the journey we took.
啊，能够像摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
啊，在神面前呢，很有把握啊。
So in the before God, he has a confidence.
他说，我就完了我人生的工啊。
And then he says, I finished the work.
因为我活了一个会幕的人生。
Because I lived a life inside the tabernacle.
有永远的盼望以及丰厚的荣耀等着我。
After eternal hope and the eternal glory waiting for me.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.